And each time he threw, you saw, amid the overflying yellow seed, the gleam of two red stripes on the sleeve of the old regimental jacket he was wearing. He strode forward in solitary state, and behind him, to bury the grain, there slowly came a harrow, to which were harnessed two horses, driven by a wagoner who cracked his whip over their ears in long regular sweeps. The patch of ground, scarcely an acre and a quarter in extent, was of such little importance that Monsieur Hourdequin, the master of La Borderie, had not cared to send the drill plough which was in use elsewhere. Jean, then journeying due north over the field, had the farm buildings directly in front of him, a mile and a quarter off. On reaching the end of the furrow, he raised his eyes with a vacant look as he paused for a moment to take breath. Before him were the low farm walls and a patch of old slate, isolated on the outskirts of the plain of La Beauce, which stretched toward Chartres. Under a dull late October sky lay 30 miles of arable land, where at that time of year great ploughed squares of bare, rich, yellow soil alternated with green expanses of lucerne and clover. There was here not a slope, not a tree. The plain extended into the dim distance, curving down beyond the horizon, which was level, as at sea. Westward, a small wood just edged the sky with a band of russet. In the centre, a road, the road from Châteaudun to Orléans, of chalk-like whiteness, stretched straight ahead, displaying as it went a geometrical row of telegraph poles. Nothing else but three or four wooden windmills on log foundations, with their sails at rest, some villages forming islets of stone, and a distant steeple emerging from a depression in the landscape, the church itself being hidden among the gentle undulations of this land of wheat. Jean turned and lurched back again due south, his left hand holding the seed bag and his right slashing the air with an unbroken sheet of grain. He now had in front of him, quite near, and cutting trench-like through the plain, the narrow valley of the Aigre, beyond which the district of La Beauce resumed its unconfined course onto Orléans. Meadows and shady places could only be inferred from a range of tall poplars, the yellowish tops of which rose out of the dell, looking, as they just cleared the edge, like short bushes. Of the little village of Rogne, built upon the declivity, a few roofs only were in view, near the church, which raised on high its grey stone steeple, the dwelling place of ancient families of rooks. And eastward, beyond the valley of the Loire, where Cloyes, the chief town of the canton, nestled at 6 miles' distance, the far-off hills of Le Perche were visible, tinged with violet in the slate-grey light. There, the former region of Dunois, now become the district of Châteaudun, lay between Le Perche and La Beauce, on the very frontier of the latter, at a spot which has obtained the name of Beauce the Lousy, the soil there being less fertile. When Jean got to the end of the field, he stopped again and glanced down along the stream of the Aigre, rippling bright and clear through the meadows, side by side with the road to Cloyes, which on that Saturday was furrowed by the carts of peasants going to market. Then he turned up again. And still with the same step, with the same gesture, he set out north and returned south, wrapped in a living dust cloud of seed, while behind him the whip cracked and the harrow buried the grain at the same quiet contemplative rate. Heavy rains had delayed the autumn sowing. The season's manuring had been done in August, and the deep-lying fallows, duly cleared of weeds, had long been ready for a fresh yield of corn after the clover and oats of the triennial rotation. Now the farmers were urged on by fear of coming frost, which threatened after the storms. The weather had suddenly turned cold and gloomy. There was no breath of wind, and but a dull light was distributed over all this ocean of land. Seed was being sown on all sides. There was a sower to the left, 300 yards away, another farther off to the right, others, and yet others.